I'm going to be the first one to come here and say sorry, because Jay and I have just...
Don't say you're going to be the first one to come here and say it. I have to say it. I don't know how you're trying to pit me against the audio. I could crop this whole audio if you apologize and just keep me apologizing.
You're so bad, mind. No, but honestly, we have to say sorry because we've had a lot going on. Christmas was crazy.
Is it too late now to say? I feel like it is too late. It is too late.
We've left it very
if
long.
You have to, when, actually, no, tell a lie. When do you have to take the Christmas decorations down by?
12 days after?
And
on the 12th day of Christmas.
Which is tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think. Yeah. So we're recording this episode on the 5th of June. So no, we can still
June,
say so.
Where are you going with that? not even relatively
close. We're 6
close.
Months too late.
Wow.
We're recording this on the 5th of January.
This is why we haven't been podcasting, guys, because Jay's just an idiot. And I've just been a walking sick note, really, haven't I?
You are. But we've missed you, guys.
Life got in the way, but we've missed
and
you.
And that's the most important thing. And we hope you're still with us, because we're still here with you.
We are, and we will be
for a bright
back.
And prosperous future. 2023.
And more.
What are your goals this year?
Oh, God, I hate this topic.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Do you want to see what I've written as my goals?
I don't really care about the
I
audience,
got halfway.
Right. And gave oh, God. Up. Well done. That's impressive.
You're a dick.
What? We're 5 days into the year.
Yeah, and I've only written half a goals list.
That's fine.
The I've even year... left one of the bullet points with nothing.
The first cause... week don't really count.
Okay.
I mean, I've got 15 goals drafted already, but, you know.
Yeah, his goals are all really stupid.
It can't all be me.
Things like don't fall in love. But then he'll
very
come,
important.
But then he'll come very on the podcast. Important. And he'll be going on about how he needs to settle down his cuffing
yeah,
season.
Yeah, okay, exactly. That's why I made it a goal, to remind
if
me
I'm not, wrong,
not to do that shit.
You said wintertime is cuffing season.
Yeah,
Carnival.
We're getting out of that now. When am I going to settle
it's
down?
It's going to be winter for a good Bruv. Few months.
Listen, we got a bank holiday in 3 months. I ain't going to be single. I can't be in a relationship for that. What are you playing at?
This guy's pathetic.
Sorry, I interrupt.
What, my goals?
Yes, I just.
They're really shit.
Go on.
Save more tax money every month.
Boo.
Boo.
Spend it.
Scam the tax man. Less takeaways.
That's an important, we both got that.
Yeah. Get better at saying no, because
you should
know,
make that a
year...
smart goal, though.
What?
Make that a smart goal.
What's a smart goal?
A smart goal is specific, measurable, achievable.
Shut up, Jay.
Or... and tangible.
Realistic.
That's the one. See, I'm testing
you. You tell me what R means, like a teacher.
I'm just saying you should put a number to that, because what's less takeaways?
Stop that. Trying to make me
okay,
feel
I'm
you.
Just, okay, I'm saying.
Just less than I had last year, man. I had like 800 last
but you
year.
Don't exactly,
I just would like to, even if it's 750... better than last, isn't
okay,
it?
I'm just
Stop
saying.
Putting so much pressure
it's
on
easier
me.
When you can measure it, but sorry, go on.
No, it's not.
Listen, we're starting the year right.
Measuring it puts pressure on me and then will make me crave it more.
Why?
It's like saying I can only have 5 bags of crisps a year. I'm going to want them more.
No, but if I
just put less pressure on me and say...
But you don't know how much
than,
you had last year.
I just make better...
So how
you... No, I know because... Before,
you know?
I would just
no,
have
but,
a takeaway. Whereas
no,
this
but
year,
tell,
I'm going to say, no, it's not
no,
worth
but
it.
Tell a lie.
We, like there, I did to you the other tell day. A,
no, that was a joke. Good majority of the year, we haven't been eating takeaways.
Yeah, we've been good.
I think you need to cut yourself some slack.
Yeah.
I think it was only in the last quarter of the year, that's where we might have fallen off the track a bit.
Yeah.
When we stopped going to waking up at 5 a.m. But, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
we won't talk about that. Anyways. You know. Yeah, my other point was getting better at saying no, because I have got pushover all over me.
Joke.
And that. Stop sleeping with my exes. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, you do need to get better at saying no, bro.
Yeah, I'm just a big fat pushover. The last year has really, really shown that. Take off more Sundays. I think that's a fair goal. Travel to at least 3 countries.
Yeah, that's a good goal.
Go to the gym more.
That's a good goal.
And fundraise.
Shit goal. Charity starts at home. I'm joking. I'm that's
yeah, my fundraising is gonna be to get you a better personality.
Fuck off.
Hi guys, just opening a Just Giving account.
Start a GoFundMe for me.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Please, please.
So, guys, one of my friends, he's proper thick as shit, and he needs another degree because his actual degrees and masters don't count because I haven't seen the certificates. And right now, he's just proving to me that he's thick. So, if we could all get Jay back into university, that'd be great. Here's my link in the bio.
I'll send you my certificates.
I can't wait. Guys, I'm going to put them on as an attachment on the podcast note so you can all see it too.
I'm going to airdrop this girl. Go on, continue.
Anyway, that's all my goals for the year. Let's talk about our topic. Oh, wait, we need to talk about your goals.
Burn at least one bridge. This is goal number one, by the way. It's the most important one. You have to start the year with hate as you plan for it to go on.
This is ridiculous.
Learn French to a conversational standard.
Not going to happen.
See, why are you... No, stop throwing hate. Stop throwing hate. 2,500 podcast downloads.
Maybe I'll be the bridge you burn.
I can't wait. maybe I can accomplish this in the first week of the year. That'd be fucking nice, isn't it? Increase savings by 33% or buy a house. Read 12 books. Start a new qualification, which I've done today, so I can tick that off. Visit 2 new countries. Learn a new recipe once a month. That's continual. Commit to 5am club all year. Haven't done that once. Order less than 30... Order less than 30 takeaways for the year. No takeaways during dry Jan. Doing well so far. I've not failed that. Dry January. Doing well so far. I've not failed that. Give back to the community at least 5 times. Podcasting and speaking on our platform. I would say that's giving back to the community.
No, I don't think you can count that as
a lot of the relationship advice that I
give. Also, I love that you only want to give back to the community 5 times in a whole 365 days.
These are my goals. Yeah, and they're specific.
Okay, you don't work in Mayfair measurable. Anymore. Can you they're stop talking about your mate from Mayfair?
Measurable, achievable, are and tangible, okay?
Guys, I'm here to let you know, actually, this is the biggest
all
news
time
we've
bound,
got
all time
for the
bound.
Followers. The biggest news here that we've got is Jay actually now works on an estate. Not that there's anything wrong
I don't
wrong
fucking
with
work
estates.
On an estate. No,
there's
I'm
nothing
not,
wrong with estates.
I don't
Jay.
Work on an estate. Yeah, I know nothing wrong with an estate. I grew up on an estate. I have a humble beginnings and all of that. Humble
yeah.
beginnings.
Anyway, he's basically moved from Mayfair to
I
a
never
proper
wanted
dive.
To an estate.
And his office is lovely, but he's in a proper shithole, guys. So he's really butthurt about it because he can't tell people, hi, I'm Jay and I work at Mayfair.
Listen, you know what? I don't mind because I feel like I'm more in touch with the community.
Yeah.
So I'm happy where
are
I am.
Are you going to like do one of those things where you start like an outdoor gym or something for the youth?
Fuck them.
People love doing that.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that.
That might be your way of giving back. Anyways.
What are you grateful for? These are important things.
Do you know what today I'm grateful for? Just being alive at this point.
Okay, well, that was morbid.
I feel like I'm on the edge of... I'm knocking on death's door, guys.
That's a banging little song about
it. You look happy about that. Why are you smiling?
I don't know, I'm just thinking about what I'm grateful for. Have you written your will yet?
Why, do you want to be in it?
Yeah, and that's what I'll be fucking grateful for.
What do you want?
You don't really have much to give.
No, I don't, do I? What are you going to take? My bed? It's a 2 grand bed.
I give it to charity. That'll be...
Waterbed. Guys, Jay sleeps on a literal waterbed. The minute you sit on it, you go flying. I don't know how he sleeps
it's
on
good
that
for
shit.
Your posture. Good for your posture.
I don't know how. It's not good for your posture good whatsoever. Posture. There's no support.
What am I grateful for? I've started the year very motivated, and a lot of the bad habits I had at the end of last year, I was worried about bringing them into this year and not being able to shelf them, but I feel like I've been able to do that.
How
so yeah, I feel like I'm starting the year in a very, I'm starting the year that I should. You know how people say new year, new me? I feel like I'm starting the year in the correct way and I'm not slacking. I'm focused, man.
You're doing something as you mean to go on. What's it called? What's the phrase? We always fuck up phrases.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
No, that's not the phrase.
It's the same meaning.
That's
no, it's the same, meaning.
Absolutely not the phrase, but we'll go with it.
Start as you mean to go on.
That's it.
Start as you mean
starting
to go
as you mean to go on.
Yeah,
well
that's,
done.
That's what I'm on. That's what
did
I'm
you
on.
Know that from the get go?
What the phrase?
Yeah.
No. Oh, if anyone it. You when you put out like I know it. I know it ain't the drink one, but it's close. It's close. It's close. It's close. So yeah.
Anyway, amazing guys
and girls
and they thems. We are going to talk today.
Shout out to y'all.
We're going to talk today about managing our emotion. This is a weird one for me because
you can't do it and you're a hypocrite.
That's not true. Except when I'm due on my period, in which case I have absolutely no control. However, when I was younger, I was actually, and my family will all probably laugh at this because they all seem to think I still am, but I was very angry and I could not control my anger. I could not control my emotions. However,
would you like a shoulder to cry on?
Not yours.
All I got is fucking shoulders.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's all you've got to offer. Your fucking shoulders are choking you. Work on that first. Because that shit is so wedged, it's choking you. So no, I don't want your shoulders to cry because it's too tall for me. I have to get a stepladder to get up there. Now, I'm very aware of how, in most situations, of how to... Obviously, there's times where you fall off a bit, but generally speaking... I'm really good at, like, walking away from situations that make me angry.
You're quite good because you don't, which I find it weird, you don't argue with people.
I don't argue with anyone.
And I find that really,
I'm glad
really
you said
weird.
That because all of my friends and family that have known me since a kid, they'd probably laugh at that and be like, that's not true. But honestly, since I hit about 18, I don't argue with anyone.
And, like, you don't take being shouted at?
Never. Never. You cannot shout at me. I'll just cut the conversation off. And I'll swallow my pride and let it go.
Nah, that'd get
because
me.
I'm like, that is what I'm not accepting.
This is why I mean you can never be in a relationship. Because if I shout at my girl, she needs to shout back.
No man could ever shout at me and get away with it. That would probably be a straight zero tolerance.
But why don't you like arguing? Like, what is it about?
It's just a really toxic feeling.
No, it's not.
It is. It's
you're
so
expressing.
Horrific.
You're expressing
no,
yourself.
No, that's not expressing.
You're using your outdoor voice
instead
of your indoor voice.
No, you're out of character.
No,
like
no,
if
no,
I saw you
anger,
shouting, that to
anger,
me would be
but,
out of character.
But anger the character. No, no. Maybe to, I guess it depends on my relationship with you. I don't really shout at you because I know you don't like it.
But I don't really see you shouting at most people. You never shout. Tell me when you've shouted at someone in front of me.
The situation the other day where that fucking idiot made us cancel our train
shouting.
Ticket. Are you, huh?
You weren't shouting.
You weren't in the fucking... Just saying, he literally said...
Make a decision,
he
bro.
Literally said to me, why are you angry? I'm mad!
No, you weren't shouting. You were just saying, bro, make a decision.
No, it's shouting though.
No, I'm talking like, fuck you. You stupid bitch.
Yeah, but I think it depends on the... I would never...
Actually, to be fair, not really. Just shouting in general, like a big raised voice at me, it just triggers me. I just cannot... I switch off completely. Because if I know if you're
from?
Shouting... We're not doing therapy. I know if you're shouting at me, you're not in control of your emotions. So we're not going to have an adult conversation. Whereas I know if we leave that here and come back to that tomorrow, we're both going to be more calm. And then we'll have a conversation and be like, this is why you pissed me off. This is how I felt yesterday.
Okay.
And we'll have more of a conversation. We're going to get further by having an adult conversation, but calm, than we are by shouting at each other.
Listen, we're imperfect beings. Yeah, sometimes. Have you shouted at anyone recently? You know how
not
good
recently.
You know how good it feels to get off your chest.
It's horrific.
It's not.
It's an awful feeling because you feel out of control of your emotion, and then once you've done that, you then leave it, and you're seething, and then you're thinking all this stuff that you should have said, and you'll go to bed thinking,
yeah, that's why. That's
when
you
should have said that.
That's when you get on WhatsApp and say, you know what?
Thinking about it, in hindsight, I've realised...
Furthermore.
Furthermore. Furthermore.
Two twos now.
I was sat thinking, yeah, but fucking...
But fucking...
Like,
I'm
going to
bless it up, but
fucking... That's one of my favourite things.
No, you got you, mum.
But
you
fucking...
I want to clarify that when I'm talking about shouting... At women, it's reciprocal. I'm not an aggressive.
It doesn't matter if they're doing it back.
No,
to you.
No, because I think that's...
It doesn't
that's
make it okay.
I agree,
two
but I think it's...
don't make a right.
It's true. But I think it's important to highlight that I'm not this type of person.
Yeah,
that
he doesn't just shout at people and they're just sitting there shivering.
Yeah.
But, and generally you're not aggressive. I haven't actually seen you shout. And I don't know if that's just because when we argue, we don't shout or... But then equally, you know that that's something I won't ever put up with and I'll just walk away.
I can be an emotive person and I can be a frustrated person. But I think I would only shout when Pete... Like with my ex, for example.
If she was shouting at you.
She would invoke the rage in me. You know, when a little man like, can you feel the pain in
is
my
heart? Is that from her doing stupid shit? Winding you up?
It's I don't know. Maybe it's a petty and immaturity thing. It's knowing that if I do something wrong in your eyes, from your perspective, that most ordinary people wouldn't find wrong, you're shouting at me.
But then, like you just said, maybe that is an immaturity thing. Because I feel like a lot of people that are very in control of their emotions don't have that. You could do the worst thing to me, like okay, it's a bit different if you do the worst, like kill someone I love or work. That's different because that's a whole different.
You ever had to just buff my gun a little? Huh?
Absolutely not. Do you know what? I still probably wouldn't even shout because what my point here is: what do you get from shouting?
You're expressing yourself.
But you're not.
You're not saying what you want to say, you're not rationally speaking. No. You know why I disagree? Because the fact that you're shouting, you might say something you really want to get off your chest, but you can't get off your chest in a normal conversation.
You can say that and be frustrated and say it calmly. Like, for example, you told me the other day, I got angry the other day. And I haven't really felt that level of anger in a long time, you know. And you were the one telling me, pause that there, hold that there, and come back to that. Because I was out of control and I would have said stuff I shouldn't have said. And maybe that might have been something I wanted to get off my chest, but would that in the long run have been the right thing? No.
Yes.
No. Well,
you know why? Because it stops you from being a people pleaser and it stops people taking you for idiot.
Big difference.
It stops people taking you for idiot when they know you've got that side to you.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
For this person in particular, people already know that I have that side to me. However, me coming at you and shouting and getting angry and saying all the things on my chest is not going to help a situation. Like, had I got into an argument, I would have ended up being like, you know what? Shut your... I would have just said...
I think the line's drawn. Like, for example, I've argued with a few women in my time, for example. I would never call it, like, tell... I would never say, you're a bitch, fuck you. I would never use that type of language. What I might say is, you know what? You're actually really fucking selfish.
Yeah.
Because that's...
that is a bit different. I might say you're acting...
Is that an adjective or a verb?
Like a bit of a dick.
Is that an adjective or a verb?
In what?
If I say you're fucking selfish, is that an adjective or is that a verb?
A verb?
No, it's not.
If it's saying they're acting selfishly.
No, if I say you're fucking selfish.
You're just selfish?
Yeah.
An adjective.
All right.
But if it's their behavior of acting, no?
If they're acting selfishly.
Actually, yeah, I suppose acting selfish and being selfish are two different things.
Okay. Look at Miss Education over here.
Yeah. Where's your degree?
Sorry, go on.
No, go on. Don't push it off.
I will airdrop you the master's.
No, I want the paper copy.
Fuck off, man.
Where's the paper copy?
When you put me in your will.
I want to speak to your lecturer.
When I see your will.
So what was it like teaching someone so stupid?
Listen, I got a distinction. I was top of my class.
Okay.
That's not official, but I'm pretty sure I was top of my class.
Oh. I've just made that up. Anyway, I've just learned that having a conversation and still telling them exactly what you want to tell them, but missing all the bits that are emotionally immature is what will get you a lot further.
But certain things you need to... let me say, give
you
an example.
There's been times I've been cheated on and I still won't shout. I remember one of my ex had me sat in his car and he told me that he got someone pregnant. He turned around and said to me, are you going to smash my window? And I said, no.
That's good. I respect that behaviour.
I could have gone fucking mental. And inside I was, but I knew if I reacted right there and then, I probably would have broken the law. I probably would have been ridiculous, looked ridiculous, been named a psycho. And I just walked away.
I respect you for that. Because you know what I respect you for? The fact that you didn't smash the car, you didn't hit him, you didn't attack him, it wasn't physical. I respect that. You should have cussed him out, though.
I should have.
That's what you
but
should,
what does that
what you
fix?
Should have done.
Tell me.
Certain words. But certain words you hear from certain people, they can't.
They don't. Not someone you cheat on.
I'm telling you. As a reformed cheater
but
myself.
But also, some people you know it won't get to. For example, this person here that we're talking about is very much misogynistic, narcissistic.
Okay, maybe don't waste your energy.
And you've even experienced that recently when I showed you something of his.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
He was being really rude to a girl.
Oh yeah, you wild.
And I was telling you, this is what it was like arguing with him, because there was absolutely no reason.
I thought it was.
So having a conversation with someone like that and trying to tell them about themselves when they think they're the alpha male shit of the country, there's no point. You're not getting anywhere. You're going to frustrate yourself telling them they're a piece of shit for them to disagree with you. Or them to lie and say, oh.
For them to turn, the reason I got her pregnant was, you know, you were on your period.
Yeah, and I was fixing her plumbing because obviously I'm a good guy. Because I'm a good guy and her sink broke.
You said you didn't want to have sex that night, so it weren't going to suck itself,
so
love.
Sometimes you just think.
No, that's true.
Someone like that, you just think, is it worth, even like my most recent ex, when he cheated on me, is it worth having the conversation when they just don't give a fuck? I even remember with my ex, I sent him like some lengthy message. I had to check myself and be like, what am I doing? Because it hasn't stopped the cheating. I don't want him back. I don't care if he turns around and says, I'm so sorry, I love you. Because he did do that. Did it fix anything? No.
That's what you got to say after you get caught cheating. There was one situation where me and this girl were arguing and she was talking to this guy that she used to see. I didn't really like the fact that they were still talking, but she said it was pal. It's just a friendly thing.
Platonic.
That's the word. It was on my lips. But I went with friendly instead. Yeah, she said
because
it.
Because what? What did you say?
I went with friendly instead. So yeah, he said the relationship was platonic. Obviously, I didn't like it because they used to properly see each other.
They used to shag.
Yeah.
As much as that pains you to say.
Yeah.
He used to blow her back out.
No, stop that. I knew that he had shared explicit photos of her with other people. I had known that because someone had told me that in confidence.
So everyone's seen your girl?
No, what? This is what I mean. This is why I don't tell you shit. I'm trying to open up. I'm trying to be vulnerable.
Okay, we'll stop that because it's giving me the ick.
What? Being vulnerable?
Yeah.
What the fuck you mean? What? No, that's why I fucking hate you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know, we want men to be open. We want men to cry. On a serious note, men's mental health is very important.
Yeah, let me talk about my mental health. Let me talk my story.
Talk your story.
So then obviously I knew this in confidence. I wanted to tell her because I was like, you're still pally and frenny with this guy that has no respect for you, because the fact that he's sharing your explicit photos is wild.
Fair enough.
But at the same time, I shouldn't know this information.
Why didn't you tell her before?
Why didn't I? I think I knew this information before me and her started talking.
But then when you got together, why did you not say it? Because if you've had a talk about it being a platonic relationship, at that point, you should have told her.
But at the same time,
your girlfriend, you should have told her.
I shouldn't know.
So? That's your girlfriend.
What do you mean? But then for me to know, I have to break someone else's confidence.
Yeah, it's a friend.
It's bro code.
So if she turned around and said,
bros before,
all my friends have seen your dick, but I couldn't tell you because Janet, my friend, told me not to say anything. You'd be like, you should have told me, you little bitch.
Anyway, listen, as I say, I didn't always make the best decision. But I was like, cool, I'm going to show loyalty to my boy and not say anything. Me and this girl were in an argument.
We're
in an argument. And then in the argument, we were like outside, we're in the street. It's like 12 a.m., 1 a.m. in the morning. We're going, I got work in the morning.
I remember this happened to me in the street once in the snow and fell.
This was before pandemic time. So I had to be in the office in the morning. It wasn't a working from home thing.
Ting.
I said what I said. I work in the estate now.
I forgot that you live in Grey Park now.
And then all of a sudden, we're arguing, and then she said, you know what, fuck off. And she calls him in front of me and starts chatting.
No, that's muggy. She starts chatting to him on the phone. No, that's muggy.
I'm slowly getting more.
No, how did you deal with the anger?
I'm getting more and more infurious. But okay, don't worry. Let me bide my time. So all of a sudden, she's off the phone. We get into bed.
I would have said it while she's on the phone to him so she can tell him about himself.
We're in bed and I mention it to her. And she's we're going back, wake up in the morning, and then she's still like, the mood isn't right. And I think I said to her, do you remember what we spoke about last night? Like a dickhead. She's like, nah, what? And I was at that point, I had to reiterate it. She went off on one. I say all this to say, an argument can give you opportunities to get things off your chest.
However, you should have gone about that better. That wouldn't have, that situation wouldn't have arisen. Is that a word?
It wouldn't.
Arose.
No, I think you said, I believe you said it correctly.
Okay, the anyway, that wouldn't be a thing if you had had that conversation before. You wouldn't have been bottling
spite
it up.
Spite was on my mind and I saw an opportunity.
That's not nice.
What did that TikTok say? And look at me and this opportunity standing right in front of me.
Yeah, you had to. I've definitely done
you,
stuff
spite
like
me. I'm telling you, spite and anger makes you do smart. It makes you have the conversation you're not ready or willing to have.
Yeah, it's true. I've done something out of spite, actually. But that was the old me.
And you wouldn't do that again?
I wouldn't do it again. Oh, actually. God. See, me, I'm malicious.
Nah, see, you're bad.
I'm wicked because if you do me dirty, I won't be angry. I'll just go and do you even worse. I'll get back with you after you cheat on me just to cheat on you and then leave.
I'm like that.
Like, I will do you
I need to get the last. I'm getting the last
but
laugh.
You're not going to catch me getting angry. You won't catch me shouting. I'll just go and do it and then let you know I've done it.
The fact that you don't get angry, though.
Is, I just don't.
But anger is such a normal human emotion.
But then I got angry the other night. You saw me. I was raging. But I don't express that at the time. But when I'm angry, if I need to get it out of my system, I'll write it in my notes. And I'll return tomorrow.
I beg you, man up.
No, because what it is for me is sometimes joke. I'll say, cool, if I'm still this mad about it tomorrow, I'll talk to them about it. If I'm not,
but
we can have a different kind of conversation.
But the issue is, even if you're still as mad about it in the morning, there may be certain things you want to get off your chest, but you're not going to do it.
But
we don't want to rock the boat.
In a relationship,
and that's the issue.
To keep relationships going, though, sometimes not everything needs to be said. And some but things aren't worth the anger. If I'm due on my period, my emotions are so irrational.
It's good that you're cognizant of that. It's
so
good that you're
irrational.
Cognizant
to a
of
point
that.
Where I've literally pictured me like hurting someone because my emotions are so strong. No, keep it in. Every girl on their period.
Are you in your period now?
No.
Oh, good. I'll get the fuck out of this.
Yeah,
I'm going to do the dash.
No, yeah, before my period, I know I'm being irrational. I'll say to myself in my mind, gee, the way you're acting is so ridiculous. So I know I need to plug that and come back to that in
that's
the
morning. That's good. That shows a good level of self-awareness.
Yeah, and I feel like you need that even when you're angry because you're irrational when you're angry. It comes naturally.
But it still comes down to the fact that if you're in an argument and you're in the heat of the moment, there may be something that's really deep down that you really want to get off your chest. And you know,
you can have that conversation as an adult and have it calmly.
But you know you may not be able to have that for whatever reason.
But then you need to man up at this point, like you just said to me. If you feel like that's deep inside you and you need to get that out of your throat.
But I don't want to then
need to be good.
No.
You can be still mad.
No. But if we look like we're about to get back into a good place.
No.
I don't want to bring this up and then rock
grow
the boat
up then,
even more.
Grow up then.
Would you mean?
Because you're keeping that in you and you're bottling. This
exactly.
is where, this is
for
where
when
problems
the,
arise.
For when the, I'm waiting for, no. for the opportunity.
This is what causes problems. When people bottle shit up, hold it in. Oh, I got a hiccup. And then have like built up anger. I can't stop hiccuping. I haven't done that in a while, have I? I used to be.
See, even the hiccups are trying to fucking tell you to get your anger out. I'm telling you now, listen, you'll be mid-argument talking about something, and all of a sudden, and you're not furthermore, and then you drop it.
Yeah, and then.
You need to drop it mid.
And then, a year down the line, do you remember that time when you called me ugly?
No, that behavior is wild. That behavior.
No,
is wild.
But it'll be something like that.
Because when you're in the heat of them, when you're in the argument and you know something you need to get off your chest, you're not thinking about ramifications, and that's good. Don't think about the ramifications.
Sometimes
you
have
this.
To think about that because.
Nah, because you need to get it off your chest.
You need to remember that you love that person, and although they've made
yeah,
you
and
really
I need,
angry,
and I need to tell her about herself, and that's the
you
opportunity.
You could potentially be saying something that could really hurt that person.
What about me and my
long
needs?
Term?
Like, you know how you say you don't shout and all of that and you walk away? No.
No, I just walk
let's,
away.
Let's
I
get
let
this
you get
out.
Angry on your
let's
own.
Get this out. Let's get this out. No. Let's both put our points
no,
out there.
No, we can do that when we're ready to talk like adults.
No,
yes,
man.
Because I'm not under any circumstance letting a man shout at me. If you've got something to say, come with your chest. Man the fuck up. Women the fuck up and come and talk to me with your chest and tell me exactly how you're feeling. I don't have time for this beating around the bush bullshit. And it's you're only going to tell me when you're mad, when you're angry.
You're in the argument. It's not beating around the bush.
No, it is, because you're only telling me when you're mad about how you feel. I don't want to do that. Tell me as of when you feel it.
It all goes back to this. Some people cannot communicate. A person may not be able to manage. If we're just having a civil conversation, I say, babe, I'm not going to lie. I don't like how you're...
Yeah.
You might not be able
Loads
to take that.
Loads of people
that.
Can't respond yeah. well to that.
So
if I know
that, I'm not going to say it if we're having a civil conversation.
I'm not
going to
be with someone that I can't have a conversation with because we're never going to last. It's about matching
And that's
your
where
energy.
You and me differ. Yeah, and that's
never
why
together.
I am not falling in love this year. Because I know I will settle with someone that can't communicate.
Why don't you just tell everyone that you're already in love with me?
Fuck off.
Oh.
Sorry.
That ruined and crushed all of our friends' hopes and dreams.
Fuck all them. What have they done for me this year?
What have they done for me? I've got a question for you. You know I love a question.
New Year, same.
As for newer type relationships, so seeing stages, dating stages, do you feel that...
I can shout at the girl.
Maybe. Or do you feel like it's harder to hold in emotion because sometimes you might be thinking, I shouldn't be mad at this. Because we're not even exclusive. Do you know what I mean?
All right. I don't know if I had this conversation.
Because I feel like this is a hard one.
I don't know if I had this conversation. I had it with someone. You know what carnival happened? Yeah. And me and this girl, we're talking.
I think we said this on the podcast.
I don't think we spoke about this on the podcast. Me and this girl were talking and we've been on 2 dates. I went to carnival. I posted a video of me lipsing one girl at carnival. And the other girl that I went on 2 dates with.
She went fucking nuts.
She went mad. She was not happy at all. And from my point of view, you can't tell me anything.
She cannot. However, I do think it was a bit muggy.
Why?
You just because it's fine that you're doing it, but have some fucking respect and don't put it on your Instagram story when you've got that girl on Instagram that you took on a date 2 days before, Jay.
Did I tell her that I want her to be my girl?
No, no. It's besides.
So
the
if
point.
It was the other way around, if I saw a girl do that, I'm gonna think, okay.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna I'm not
calling her out. I'll keep
responded was wrong. However, what I mean is,
it's a good example for this point. Actually.
It is a good example. How she responded was wrong, but also how you acted could have been altered. Block her from your story. It's just having a bit of respect.
But no. I'm a single.
You don't need to put that on your story.
I'm a single man. We're not about
someone's feelings. You know that's not going to be nice for her to see.
Are we exclusive?
But it's not going to be nice for her to see.
Are we exclusive? No.
No.
So I'm going to live. I'm going to live my life.
You can live your life, but I think.
Why am I? For me, I've not done anything wrong.
It's not a matter of hiding it.
It is. If I have
to
block
it. If she said to you with her chest, have you kissed someone this weekend? That point, yeah, say yeah. My point
I would have
is,
said no, because you have to
rub it in her face.
But if I wasn't rubbing it in her face, I didn't send it to her, did I? I posted it on her story.
Yeah, on a story that you know she's going to look at.
Who told her to look at it? Enter this shit. No, it's true. It's true. I'm telling you now, if it was the other way around and she had done that, I would have thought, okay.
I was just about to say.
And that would have been it.
For that stupid little movement of putting her up on your story, whatever, you now lost that relationship. However, then I think back to it the other day when I had a little bit of an altercation, much less than yours, I'll explain it in a minute. But I actually thought, in both of our situations, it's quite nice knowing what they're like early on. Because
there
then
you
can pull yourself away.
There you go.
Like, I had a recent situation where I was talking to someone very, very lightly, very lightly.
Bear man.
And he called me very early in the morning. I was awake, but I normally would be asleep at that point. I don't know why I was awake. I was just awake. Anyway, I said to him when he called, I was kind of joking. I said, can you not do that, by the way? Because I could have been asleep.
What time for the listener? What time?
4 a.m.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Maybe even 4:30.
That's early, boy.
Stupid time. I wouldn't even call my friends at that time.
That's early.
So for you to call me when I don't even know you.
That's a bit.
I made a joke out of it. He got all annoyed. He was like, fine, then I'll leave. Hung up the phone. I messaged him saying it was just a joke. I was just giving you boundaries. I wasn't being rude.
What? Set the thing. I like that.
And then he ignored me for 2 days and then messaged me, ignored the point completely and messaged me saying, hey, how are you doing? You're going straight in the archive because how dare you do something like that that's actually rude, then not respect my boundaries when I'm asking you nicely not to call me at that time in the morning and then try and pass over it like it didn't happen.
There you go.
And I would rather know that before.
There you go.
So you're not getting a response?
You go.
There Interesting. You go. But yeah, I don't know how I feel about when you're not exclusive. And part of me is like, you can do what you want if you're not exclusive.
If I'm bothered by something, I'm not.
You're not saying it. I wouldn't either.
I'm not saying it.
I wouldn't even. Not in the talking stages.
And I don't know. Maybe this is the issue. Because if you do something to piss me off in the talking stage, whilst we're not going to, I'm not going to talk to you about it, we're not going to communicate, I'm going to think to myself, you're not a person I want to be with. Mm. I'm going to distance myself. And maybe I
Or it could be a situation where you look at it the next day and you think, actually, it's not that deep. It's not something I wouldn't be with her over. I'm just going to pass on that. And there's a line.
Yeah, it's a fine balance. I don't think I'd shout and argue with a girl during the talking stage.
I don't think I would.
Because I think that's still a bit early on. When you become my girl, And you are an instigator. 100%. I'm telling you, I can't wait to open my mouth.
The shouting commences.
I can't wait to open my mouth. Nah, it's tough.
I just hate shouting. It's something I have a complete zero tolerance rule for.
I'm all for it, man.
Nah.
I'm all for it.
If you shouted at me, whether it be a friend, a boyfriend, or 4 years.
Get me mad and watch me open my mouth.
I'm out.
You know one thing I really want to get off in an argument? Who the fuck do you think you're talking to like that?
You say that all the time and it's so jarring.
No, who have I said that to?
No, as in you tell me that you want, like, do it as a joke.
I'm telling you now,
when you're telling me, like, so fake scenarios, you always say to me, I'm just going to say to her,
badly want to say that in an argument.
It's not even that night. Like, it's not even that powerful. I don't know why.
No, that is powerful.
Because they'll just say nothing special.
And then I remind her exactly why I am special and why she isn't.
I'm Jay and I got a podcast. Yeah. Respect me.
And I'm on 6 figures, yeah.
You're not though.
I'm like 2 grand off now.
Spoiler, who's
counting? Except HMRC.
How much tax do you pay? How much of that is take home?
Except HMRC.
How much of that is take home?
Listen, I got your accountant doing it for me, so all of it.
You say my accountant? Mm-hmm. Don't talk about my accountant on a live podcast. I don't have an accountant, for anyone wondering. All my books are done lawfully. I actually go to HMRC office and get them to do it for me. Yeah.
We're legit. This is a legit podcast.
I'm actually quite legit.
A legit pocket watching podcast. So,
talk to me my size.
Don't you dare ever fuck it. Who the fuck do you think is talking to you like that?
The worst bit about this is you can't say it with a straight face.
I know it's bad.
You better practice that.
In an actual situation.
Do it as if you're arguing now, you're mad at me.
No, say something.
Think about the situation where you ate my eggs on holiday and you're mad. And I said to you, as if you didn't eat
little kid, bro.
let's restart the argument. You ate the eggs.
I can't even remember what we were. I can't remember what the argument was. This girl is a child. She's a child, and she cut her nose off to spite her face.
No, she
was hungry for the rest of the day. Yeah, cut your nose to spite your face.
Sometimes I just like to prove a point. See?
And in that situation,
was emotional immaturity.
In that situation,
because I've been with this boy for 2 weeks every day for the fucking holiday, and at that point, I just thought, "Fuck you and the eggs."
If you shouted at me, I would have force-fed the egg down your throat and you wouldn't have been hungry.
I think it was quite cute because you gave me like half your egg in the end.
And you didn't even fucking eat it.
I did.
No, you didn't.
When we were friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the end, I was like, right.
And then you couldn't eat in your own fucking egg. Let's say we're all in fucking inclusive. But I'm on my egg, I had to get fucking eaten. Fuck me.
I wanted Jay's egg.
Fucking hell. Yeah, well, I was going to ask you a question. This episode we've been discussing.
Stop talking like that.
This episode we've been speaking about emotional maturity. Which sex, have to be careful which word you use, do you feel is more emotionally mature compared to the other? Because there's only two sexes, but there's quite a lot of genders.
That's true. In terms of sexes, male and female, I'm going to be very real with you here and say with my chest, because I know that people are going to hate on me for it, however, it's very much true. No. Huh? Women are 100% the more emotional people.
Andrew Tate wouldn't say it.
Are the more emotionally immature.
That stems from men not being able to express their emotion.
Agreed.
And like,
but women,
you telling me to man not, that's where that comes from.
It does. It stems from a child upbringing of like this stereotype of a man has to be a man. And
a man can't cry.
I know a lot of people that literally cannot show emotion in front of their families because that it's frowned upon.
My ex
like
literally looked at me
so
like a bitch
trauma.
Because I remember we had a massive argument. I think we spoke about it once, or we spoke about it at some point. She was looking at me like I was a bitch because I didn't want to kill a spider.
Yeah, like,
and I was just like,
this whole thing about men having to act a certain way is what has caused this problem. However, I think we all know that scientifically women are more emotional because of hormones and things like that. Like, we are just generally the more emotional type. Women will cry at adverts. Women will cry at
films.
Men generally don't. Women will get angry because they're hungry. Men are better at controlling that. Or, you know, I feel like men, when they do get to that point, that peak of emotion, they react badly. But women get to that peak.
I think men are quite good at bottling things up.
Agreed. Which is a bad thing. Comes with the point I was making earlier of managing it badly.
Like me, with that situation when I told the girl, you're all platonic with my man who's been sharing your nudes around. That came from, and she was right. She called me out on it. She was like, you didn't tell me this to help me out.
No, you
said this
as
an act of spite. And I'm like, I did.
Yeah. Whereas the right thing to do would have been to do it out of a caring point of, you're my girlfriend. I want you to know that someone else has looked at your nudes and that's not cool.
Correct.
Whereas, yeah, I don't feel like... I take
accountability for my actions
there,
because that was quite...
Women peak quicker and men bottle for longer.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's a hard question to answer. Men and women are so, so different. Women cheat emotionally and men cheat sexually.
Mm.
And that's always going to be a difference.
And on that note...
Anyway.
We are ending this episode of the podcast.
Thanks so much if you've tuned in again. What are you doing? You're an idiot. Bye, guys.
We will be podcasting every 2 weeks this year.
Yeah, hopefully.
No, not hopefully. We have to commit to every 2 weeks.
So shout out to one of our listeners who gave us some nice advice today in our little DMs on Instagram. We really appreciate any advice given.
Yes.
Any comments on our podcast. It's always really nice to know that we're being heard and being helped out where we can. So thanks to anyone that responds to our podcast.
Thank you, guys. We hope you all have a wonderful year. And if you have any suggestions on what you'd like us to cover.
Yes, please tell us.
Please let us know.
Bye, guys.
Ciao.